Module 6, 6F, Exercise 5, page 78.
Now, joining us today we have wildlife photographer and conservationist Matt Hobson. Matt has been working in the Amazon River recently and has taken extraordinary photos of pink river dolphins. Tell us a bit about these dolphins, Matt.
Well, they're strange-looking creatures with long beaks and huge flippers. All other dolphins have a dorsal fin on their backs, but the pink river dolphin has a hump. Its unique colour is due to blood flow beneath the skin, which can change when the dolphin is excited.
Sounds amazing! What was it like taking photographs of them?
It was pretty challenging. To shoot them, we had to swim in the Amazon River and try to get as close as possible to them. Although the water was warm, it was incredibly cloudy. It was difficult to see through the water, so not the best conditions for taking photographs.
Were the dolphins friendly, though?
Actually, pink dolphins are the friendliest of all the river dolphins. They enjoyed human contact and kept bumping into us. It wasn't until we fed them some fish that they calmed down enough to photograph.
Sounds like a lot of fun. Now, I understand that these beautiful mammals are actually at risk. Is that right?
Well, they used to be one of the least threatened species of dolphins, but now they are an endangered species. The pink dolphin is actually one of only 5 species of river dolphins left in the world. It's estimated that their numbers are falling by about 10% each year.
I see. So what's causing their decline?
It's mostly due to pollution. The Amazon River has become increasingly polluted by mercury from gold mines. This makes the water highly poisonous to all the animals that live there, as well as to the native people.
That is a serious issue. Is there anything else that is endangering these dolphins?
Well, another major problem is loss of habitat. Numerous dams have been installed along the river. This means that dolphins are unable to reach the food that they require. It's human interference that is threatening these dolphins. It's therefore our responsibility to ensure they don't become extinct.
I really hope something will be done. Thank you for talking to us today, Matt.
Thanks for having me.